You ever heard of the Gulf of Mexico?
Oh, sure, sure. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know whether that run clean on over in there, of course, Pensacola, Florida, that's in the Gulf of Mexico, that's into that there too. Mm-hmm. And then the Keys over there on Florida, and I didn't know just how far the Gulf of Mexico and the fat mm-hmm. reached out there, but it covers lots of territory.
What about some big cities in Tennessee?
Well, there's there's Knoxville and Memphis and there's lots of others. I can't call them right now, mm-hmm. but then it just kind of takes my time.
Mm-hmm. What about
Knoxville mm-hmm. and Memphis and
say some big cities in Louisiana?
Well, there's Baton Rouge, Alexander, Shreveport, New Orleans.
I think you got some company.
Yeah, that's.
What about you much of a baseball fan?
Oh Lord, I like baseball, but I never did. There's a lot of big clubs, mm-hmm. and New York Giants and there's a whole bunch of them.
Do you know that
Chicago White Sox Indiana Reds and just the Texas Longhorns?
What about let me ask you about just a couple of foreign countries. If you were in Paris, you'd be in
France. Mm-hmm.
And if you were in Moscow, you'd be in
Russia.
Mm-hmm. What about when a person goes to church, he goes to pray to
God or the Lord?
What would you say the preacher preaches when he preaches
a sermon? Mm-hmm.
Or one fellow might say, "Well, I don't care anything about the sermon. I just go listen to the
singing."
Or all the when they play the organ and
yeah, you play the organ or the singing such as that.
Just the church music.
Yeah.
What about what would you say the enemy and the opposite of God is? That's
the what now?
You know, the enemy and the opposite of God, that's the old...
Old Satan or the devil. Uh-huh.
What about, you know, these things that people claim they see around graveyards?
Pants?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's no such thing as that.
Uh-huh. Or sometimes, you know, people say they get in houses and they call the house a
haunted house. And I'm going to tell you, I know of two places that scared people to death. They get in there and there's a piece of tin on the roof and it's loose and the wind is blowing and flop. Mm-hmm. They just scare them children to death. And some people were grown people. There's a dog house, they call it a dog breeze. And how people used to build their homes and there was we call it a hall through some. There's a rooms on this side and this side, and then there's a breezeway between it. Mm-hmm. And this place here, they had double doors back here. And there's some children down there one day playing, it's vacant. And the wind blew, that old door squeaked, you know, and I mean, they went out there and said, "That's a haunted house, that's a haunted house." So there's no such thing as a haunt or anything like that, because it's always something. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a haunt or anything like that.
Let me ask about this expression. Say if somebody asked you to do something that you didn't particularly want to do, you might say, "Well, I'll do that if you insist, but I
just don't want to or don't feel like doing it."
Or maybe I'd rather not do it.
Yeah, sure.
What about if you had seen an old friend?